This is the study on a government regulation, especially the government regulations that impact private healthcare market, and a case study of Korea. But I think it's also related to the America and other countries which adopt private market system. In this presentation, I would like to show you the overall contour of government regulations, but not the details. There are no commercial relationships to disclose. The purpose of this study is to find the characteristics of the contents of government regulations in healthcare and to examine how government regulations affect the regulated and the beneficiaries. By the process to pursue the second purpose, we try to show you the relationship between regulation and human right to health. In short, in government regulations, what has been done was the question, and especially what has been done for human rights or social justice. The data used were the Korean official data. In Korea, we are running a universal compulsory health insurance system, but the dominant provider of healthcare is private providers in market, and the regulation is established in the written form of law and orders. In this study, we analyzed all the government regulations registered in a national database system. The database system was made in 1998 by the Regulatory Reform Committee. The data analyzed were of healthcare and medicine category, but this category covers only healthcare delivery and resource development system, not included the financing system, the insurance. Because of time limit, I will omit this slide and just say that we tried to analyze the contents in the four frame or by the four frameworks showing in this slide. Also omit this one. The first analysis was on who are regulated and what kind of activities were regulated. So first, the target actors were major target actors were three kinds. First is healthcare personnel, you see, then healthcare organization, a third, and the pharmaceuticals and medical instrument industry covers a third, and last, the public also regulated. And this is the target activities regulated, grouping it. First one is the approval activity. It's nearly 25 or more, and the approval of professions, institutions, and business. About a half is operating the business, how to operate, the price, how to quality control, many things related to the management of healthcare organizations. And then there were some regulations for the government control purpose, such as investigations. And finally, also there were activity of the public, small portion of the brokerage and the disturbing activities are regulated. And the next step was to identify the issues that the government regulations concerned. The issues in this study, we are meaning it means that policy problems to be solved, the target policy problems. You see, and you know that there are many authors who said the issues in healthcare system in diverse ways. You see, cost, access, and quality are the famous classifications, and I think this is from the community side perspective. And also, there are information or monopoly, public goods, such as market failure perspective, also give a classification system. And there are also the both side. Some people said market side and community side perspective altogether. And I also, in this study, adopted both perspective. It means incorporated all the issues encountered in the process of analysis. Yes, this is the result. About a fourth of the regulation is for the quality problem. And the licensing problem is nearly the size of the quality. And third is access, and fourth is information. In this case, the information was the prominent example of market failure found in regulations. And there were some other market failure issues, externalities. You know that occupational health and safety and environmental pollution are the famous examples of externalities. And there are also, the fifth one is liberty. It's not mentioned frequently before this study, I think. The liberty problem is usually for the mentally ill patients. And this is in regulation similar to the consumer protection regulations. And in healthcare, it even related to the respect for the dead in autopsies or organ transplant on the brain death. The following is the price and consumer cost containment problem also found, and the price regulation was not included in the cost containment because in the case the regulation was for the financial accessibility, just containing the price. Yeah. The third step was to study the distribution of issues in the system. And for the purpose, we made some model. This model is a modified model from the system model and added entry and exit to that. Because in regulation, there are many entry regulations. The licensure is the most prominent example. And also, a very peculiar thing is the exit regulation in healthcare to secure the access to healthcare. It's a result and a mapping. You may see So in production process, there were the regulations were concentrated in the process step. And small numbers were found output, and there were exit regulations for the excess. It's for the resource development system and similar to the former system. And the final step was to classify the issues found. We used a framework this is a new framework to see the regulations. Regulation is, in fact, regulation sets conditions for the regulator to do something. It means that the condition causes some kind of cost of the regulated, and regulation is so a tool to mobilize resources from the regulated. Then the resources flows to the beneficiary. This is we made it a resource transfer and a utility change by the resource transfer was how it is happen. It happens was the classification framework. There were three premises are needed. You see, the first one is the total amount of resources are not changed by the transfer. The administration cost is ignored. And the second one is resource transfer by the direct regulatory impact is not greater than, is greater than the market response to the regulations. And if not, the regulation is useless. And the third one is healthcare providers are wealthier than the public. You think like that? It may not, but this premise is for that if not, government will not make the regulations. It means there must be a distributive policy or a redistributive policy except regulation. We found there are four types of regulations in healthcare. This is the traditional type of regulation. It is the x-axis the size of population and y-axis is the amount of wealth. So the small number of regulated gives to the large number of beneficiaries resources. And in this case, total utility increases because though the resources remains constant, the marginal utility increases. So this type is resource utility increasing type, and it matches the utilitarian justice. The examples are quality regulation and information regulation, but the two are some different characteristics. The information regulation is the y-axis is utility of the consumer. In this case, the market correction means the market failure will not be overcome whatever regulation was made. It means information, the specialization work exists, the information asymmetry will not fully recovered by any regulation. So if we assume the zero point of fair transaction point, the two has different behaviors. The market correction types, the goal of regulation means until the government regulate until the market failure does not cause serious problem. That will be the goal. And for the quality control, the utilization, the government will regulate it until the maximum utility is acquired, because it starts from the zero point. You know that this kind of figure starts. Yes, the x-axis is the amount of healthcare, and the quality and risk shows the different shape, and the difference between the two curves is the net utility. And this quality regulation starts from the left side, and price regulation starts from the right side, and come together and reaches to the maximum utility point. Another two types are utility decreasing type. First one is, you know, the licensure type. This type is resource transfers from the large unwealthy group to a small wealthy group. It means total utilities decrease. In the case, utilitarian justice as well as egalitarian justice is not applied to this case. But I don't think it is bad if the quality continue to if the excess remain intact, the quality increase is not so bad one. The final type is cross-subsidization type. In this case, resources flows from a small wealthy group to a large deprived group, but the price rise make the public pay the cost. So this is the cross-subsidization type, and the access to the healthcare and liberty regulations make that kind of type. And this matches to the Rawlsian justice. This is the mapping, and the 50 to 50 nearly is interesting, but a half was increasing utility and a half decreasing utility. I'm sorry, I'm 50, thank you. And so the final comment I'd like to say to you is that the decreasing utility regulation may be at the core of the human rights. And additionally, I also suggested the different kinds of different types of regulation supports different types of justice. Not one panacea there was. Yes, thank you.